Thank you for calling customer support. This is Shay speaking. How may I help you?
Yeah, I have a big problem here. I got a couple charges from you people that I did not approve, and I'm very upset about it.
Okay, so better assist you. Can I have the zip code that you're calling about?
Zip code is 06479.
Your first and last name?
Laura Horkavy.
Can you verify that shipping address for me?
My what?
Your shipping address, ma'am. Your home address.
Oh, 6 Carter Lane, apartment 5, Plantsville, Connecticut, 06479.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So I do have that account pulled up. So how may I assist you today?
Okay. I did do a charge of $792, but then on February 22nd and 23rd, I have 2 separate charges from you guys, one for $59.97 and one for $37. What is that about? I did not approve you people to do this.
Okay, so what happened was, hold on for one moment. Okay, yes, ma'am. So what happened was back on February the 2nd, when you signed up for this product, you only had to pay $7.92 and $5.97 at the time. However, you only just paid for the shipping and handling of that product. That is a $59 product.
So okay, so it
you
never said that when I did that. It never said nothing about these other fees. So how can you charge somebody when you don't say that that's what it's going to be?
Yes, ma'am. It does state the terms
that's
and conditions on the website.
Advertising.
It does state the terms and conditions on the website as follow, ma'am. A lot of people may miss over it, but it do be on there, ma'am.
All right, well, how do I get refunded? What do I got to do, send the product back to get refunded?
That is correct, ma'am.
Well, I will go ahead and do that because, and then I got this other, are you in with this other one that I got, the buy Sublime gadget thing? Because I got both things in one package.
So it does look like your account qualified for a 50% refund of the latest charge, and you'll be able to keep that product. So you'll get that 50%, and you'll be able to keep that product.
Okay.
Are you willing to go forth with that?
Yes, because I didn't see nothing about no other charges and. But what I was asking you, since both products were sent in the same package, are you responsible for the other charges I got from the other company?
Yes, ma'am. This is the same company. It just appears a different name because it came from a different facility.
Yeah, because there's one for $59.97, then $69.97, and then there's two $37 charges. So will I get refunded for all 4 of those?
See, I don't have 4 charges. I only have 2 charges appearing on your account, and I'm going to refund you back for those 2 charges that I have on my end. I don't have 4 charges, ma'am. Someone else may have charged you. We only charge you $59.97 and $69.97, ma'am.
Well, the $37 is from you. Both those companies. It says Jackola, however you say it, and buy Sublime Gadget. $37. Oh, you know what? That might be from my bank because it says insufficient fund because I didn't have the funds available. Yeah, that's from my bank probably.
Yes, Michael said we didn't charge you anything.
Okay, so I'll get refunded for those original ones from you though.
Yes, ma'am. So just hold the line for me while I get this refund in place for you, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Who is this for?
Thank you for holding that line for me. So I have a refund on $34.98 and $29.98 going back into the card ending in 3093. It just may take up to 3 to 5 business days to show me to your account. Is there anything else I may assist you with today?
The charges were $59.97 and $69.97. How come you just said 30 or 20 something?
Yes, ma'am, because I did just ask you, did you agree to a 50% refund of the latest charge and you'll be able to keep the product? And you did tell me yes, ma'am. So that's why I went ahead and refund you 50% of those charges.
Oh, half of it?
Yes, ma'am, you did agree to that, ma'am.
Oh. All right, sorry.
Is there anything else today?
No, that's it. I would have sent the product back if I got a total refund. I don't know why I thought I should have been paying more attention. I thought I was getting refunded for the whole thing. It wasn't my fault for not paying attention completely. But that's fine. Is that going to go right through? Because I'm going to call that bank and close that account. So
it will take up to 3 business days. So allow up to 3 business days for you to receive that.
So I have to wait 3 business days before I close the account?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Business days, so Monday, Wednesday, till Wednesday, right? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you for your help.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful rest of your day, ma'am.
You too, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Bye-bye. Bye.